We begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Mem Aleph. We begin on the top line of the Yomid. The Gemara on the previous daf concluded with an incident that Reb Zeira saw Bevo doing something, and it wasn't clear if he had done a certain thing in that story or not. And that was related to the previous sugya of bathing and swimming on Shabbos, and that it wasn't clear if he was, so to speak, lifting up his feet in the bathtub and thereby floating in the bathtub, if that was prohibited or not, if that's the same as the prohibition of floating in the body of water that doesn't have embankments, maybe in the bathtub was different than there he did pick up his feet and was floating. So the Gemara brings another incident where Reb Zeira saw Bevo doing something, it wasn't clear if he had done something or not. As the Gemara begins, Reb Zeira says, I saw Bevo, that he placed his hand opposite his lower face, which is a euphemism for a person's private parts. And this was as Reb Zeira was bathing, and he did this because of tznius, because of modesty. However, and he says, I don't know if he touched the male member or not as he was bathing. So he must have pshit loinoga. Obviously, he did not touch. And the Tanya has learned the b'raiser, b'leza oimer, kol oiches ba'amu umash, and whoever urinates and at the same time he's holding on to his male member, is kilo ma'ivim abel oilem. It's as if he brings the mabul of flood to the world. And that is because as he's touching the male member, it becomes aroused, and then he could come to Thomas Carey, which is a seminal emission, and that was the destruction of the Der HaMabul, the generation of the flood, that they would release Shechva Zera Levatala for no purpose, as the Pasuk says, Kihishchiz Kalbasar Begoyim, it says that the old flesh was perverted, and that's what they did. So therefore, of course, he's not allowed to hold on to his male member. So Mabaya Su Kivalashis, that he treated it like marauding soldiers, and that is tonight, we learn the mission as follows. Regarding these soldiers that are coming into a city, so Bishashal met a time of peace, and that's for example if it's from the same kingdom, Chavias Pesuchas Asur, so therefore the open barrels of wine, they're prohibited because they were concerned that maybe they poured like for a libation as Yain Nesach for their Avodizar. Stumas Matars, but if they're closed in the Mutter, because then we don't suspect that they did anything to them because we see that they're closed. Bishas Mohammed, at a time of war, Elu ve'elu mataris, then both barrels, even if the open ones, they're also permitted. And the reason is, lefish im penai lenasach, because there's no time for them to pour libations. And the reason is, alma kivan de be'isi lemenasach, since they're frightened, it's a time of war, they're not going ahead and pouring libations to their avoydazar. So achenami kivan the boys, lois lehuri, he also, since he was frightened as he's bathing, he's not going to come to have impure thoughts, and therefore he's not going to become aroused, and therefore he's allowed to touch his male member. And the Gemara asks, well, hachamai bisu, so here, what fear is there? There's a war going on. What fear does he have that it's no problem about touching his male member? And that the Gemara says, Bisusa dinhar. He has the fear of the river, of drowning. And therefore, he's not going to come to any lustful thoughts, and therefore he's not going to become aroused, and therefore there's no problem about touching. And that was what his suffix was. He didn't know, as he was covering his male member to fritznias, if he was touching it or not. Now the Gemara wonders for a different reason how it is that Rebbe Avoh could have done this. Ini, is it really so that because of tznias, he went and covered his private parts? Whoever puts his hands opposite his lower face that he's covering his private parts, as if he's denying the covenant of Avraham Avinu, because it seems like he's embarrassed by his makom mila. A person's not supposed to be embarrassed, and if you're covering it, you're, so to speak, denying the whole covenant of the bris mila. So how could he have covered it? And the Gemara says, Loikash, it's not difficult. Haki nachis, haki salik. This that we said that it's prohibited is when you're going down to the river, then you're not allowed to cover the mokamila. And this that we said that's permitted to cover it for tznias, that's when you're coming up from the river. And that is because when you're going down to the river, your lower face, your private parts are facing the river, and therefore there's no application of tznias over there. So then you're definitely not allowed to cover it, because then it seems like you're embarrassed from the mokamila. However, when you're coming back up and facing everybody that's there, so to speak, on the beach, then it's permitted because of tznias to cover, as the Gemara brings. He had the Rav Shachi, as Rava, that he used to go because of tznias, he used to go bent over, so to speak, that his private area should not be exposed. Reb Zeira Zakev, Reb Zeira would go straight up, and that's because he was concerned about this halach of Rav, that it shouldn't seem like that he's covered, that he's denying the bris of Avraham Avinu. Rabban and the Bei Rav Ashi, however, the students of the yeshiva, Rav Ashi, they did, as we mentioned, regarding, as we said, that this compromise, that Kika Nachsi Zakfi, when they would go down to the river, then they would go standing up. Because then again, it doesn't apply the element of tznias, and therefore you don't want to be embarrassed of the bris mila. Kikasalik shachi, but when they would be coming up and facing everybody else, then because of tznias, then they would bend over a little bit so as to conceal the private areas, as we mentioned before. Now the Gemara continues on this, the theme of the previous daf regarding swimming on Shabbos. Zera harakom mishtamet mid Rabbi Yehuda. Zera was avoiding Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason is the boy lemesik la'ad Yisrael. He wanted to go up. He wanted to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and he was afraid from seeing Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Zera wanted to go up, and Rabbi Yehuda held that you're not allowed to go, and therefore he was afraid that he was going to decree on him. He says, "I forbid you from going." And the reason is Dam Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kala oyle mi bavel Eretz Yisrael oyve basley." His shita was, his opinion was, whoever goes up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he's over on the positive commandment in the Torah. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, bevel yevo, that they will be brought to Bavel, b'shama you, and there is where you will be. And as the pasuk continues, ad yom pakti, until the day that I decree that then all the exiles shall be gathered into Eretz Yisrael. But Reb Zera's opinion was that that pasuk was talking about kli sharis, was talking about the temple, the vessels of the temple, that won't come back until Yemais HaMashiach. But a person is allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he was avoiding him because he wanted to be able to go up and make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Ezel of Eshmamene Milsa. He says, let me go ahead and hear one last, you know, statement of halacha from him, because I'm not going to hear from this Torah giant once I go up to Eretz Yisrael. The Ace of Asik, and then I'll go and then we'll turn and I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael. Also, Ashkeche de Koi Beibani, so that he was standing in the bathhouse. But Kamalei Lasham, and he told his attendant, Heviulu Neser, bring me this nitre so I could be able to wash myself with. Heviulu Master, bring me a comb. So that he could, these are the things he can use to shampoo his head. And he said it to him in Loshna Kodesh, in Hebrew. And he said, Paschu Pamaichu Vapiku Havu. Open up your mouths, and that thereby the steam of the bathhouse will come into your body. Vapiku Havu, and then you'll discharge heat, and then the heat of the, so to speak, of the body will come out through the pores in the form of sweat. And moreover, he told them, the ishtu mimaya de beban, and drink from the waters of the bathhouse, and that is, you drink from the hot water, even if it's only heated up just for bathing purposes, still you should drink, you should, in any way, you should find some way to get hot water to drink inside your body. So Amar, so he said, il moli libasi el shmoy de bezedai, he says, had I not come just to hear this halacha from Rabbi Yehuda, it would have been enough. And that is because it was kedai, he heard some very interesting and important halachas. Tresh Gemara inquires, what was these halachas that he learned? Bishlam heviyu nes heviyu mesrig. I understand that when he said he learned from him that bring me this niter or bring me this comb, he was allowed to say this in the bathhouse, the Kamash Malan. As you mentioned in the previous staff, that you're allowed to say secular matters, even in Lashon HaKodesh, even so to speak in the Holy Tongue, in ancient Hebrew, and that is because it's not words of Torah, and therefore you're allowed to say it in the bathhouse. Pischu pamaychu v'apigah. How about this? He told them, open up your mouths and thereby get in the heat, the steam from the bathhouse, and thereby discharge the heat that you have inside internally through the pores in the form of sweat. Now, Mikdash Shmuel, I understand that he's teaching him the halacha of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, havlo mapik havlo, that heat drives out heat, and that is the heat of the bathhouse that comes in through the mouth will discharge the heat of the internal part of the body through the sweat. So that's another halacha of health. But drink the waters of the bathhouse. What benefit do you have of drinking the hot waters in the bathhouse? On that, the Gemara says, the Tanya learned the Braisa many different things of halacha related to health. And that is, if someone eats and he doesn't drink, then his eating is considered like as if he was shedding blood. That is, in other words, not healthy. You can't just eat. You also have to have some beverage. And that's the beginning of stomach ailments, that if you only eat and you don't drink, that is, it won't help, so to speak, the food to be digested, then that's the beginning of stomach ailments. Ochel v'lehoch dal amas, if someone eats and he doesn't walk afterwards for amas, so then, and that's if he doesn't do this at least before he goes to sleep, achilas markevas, his food rots, in other words, it doesn't get digested, it won't turn into waste matter, and thereby just putrefies in his body. And that's why they say by Rav Moshe Feinstein that even when his later elder years, when he, so to speak, couldn't walk anymore, he insisted on walking at least the 4 amas to bed, so that he was mekayim this halacha. And the Gemara says, "Veseu tchilas reich ra," and that's the beginning of a bad smell, of a bad odor coming out of one's mouth. Hanitzuch l'nekava v'achlo. Someone needs to relieve himself. He has to go to the bathroom, and still he eats. Doim l'taner shesikul gabei forim. He's analogous to a person that heats up his oven on top of the old ashes, and that is the old ash is still there, still has the old bad smells over there, and it's going to be heating up with that old stuff in there. Here also, the body still has this waste that's still in there, and you're bringing in new stuff. It's not healthy. A person has to first relieve himself and then eat. And that's the beginning of the odor that comes from perspiration. That is, the person's whole body smells from sweat the whole day. if a person bathes himself in hot water and he doesn't drink from them, this was the halacha that he was teaching them, then it's similar to a bat, to an oven that was heated from the outside, and that was not heated up from the inside, and that it doesn't help anything, because the main thing is the inside. So too the body, if you're just bathing the outside, it's not good, because you also have to warm up the inside. If you bathed yourself in hot water and you didn't rinse off with cold water, then it's similar to iron that was put into fire, but that was not afterwards put into cold. That is because the cold afterwards is what it solidifies the iron, and thereby, if a person doesn't go into cold afterwards, it has the same element that he, so to speak, became malleable, but he didn't go into the cold water. It's not going to strengthen him, as we see from iron. And finally, rochatz b'leisach, if someone bathes himself and he doesn't anoint himself afterwards with a type of a lotion or a type of an oil, so that's similar to like pouring water on top of a barrel. That is, it doesn't enter inside, it just flows over. So too, someone that doesn't anoint himself after the bath, it won't be entering, so to speak, into his body, into his pores. And therefore, a person has to have anointing after he bathes. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, related to the theme of the previous Mishnah, talking about garfa katam. That is, certain things we're not allowed to have heating from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, although you're not cooking on Shabbos, if it's not garfa katam, if you didn't shovel out the coals, or if you didn't cover it with ashes, it's going to be increasing the intensity of heat over Shabbos, and that would be prohibited even if it was done from before Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins. Mulyer, the Gemara is going to explain that mulyer is something that has water inside, and it has coals on the outside. That is, there's a vessel that has a small receptacle out on the outer wall on the outside that's attached to the main vessel. And there they would put coals, and the water would be inside in the big container. So this mulyer hagarif that was shoveled out from coals from before Shabbos, shayis ne'emen b'Shabbos, you're allowed to drink from that water on Shabbos. And that is, although that it gets heated a little bit from the walls of the vessel, but since it's not what's called meisav hel, it's not increasing the intensity of heat, rather it just retains the heat that it shouldn't cool down, so therefore there's no problem. It's not like, so to speak, doing hatmana, that, so to speak, incorporating something in something that will add heat on Shabbos. That's usher to do even from before Shabbos. Regarding antichi, which the Gemara is going to explain, is something that adds heat even after the coals were shoveled out. So then, af bishagufa, even if the coals were shoveled out, ain't chasing them, and you're not drink from it on Shabbos. Again, because it was, so to speak, left on a fire that was adding heat throughout Shabbos, and that's also to put on even from before Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses this. Heichadami mulya hagarf, what is this case of the mulya that was shoveled out from the coals? So the Gemara explains, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, Tana, we learned that what's a mulya? It's maya mibifnim. It's that there's water in the vessel on the inside, and there's another attached vessel on the outside that contains coals. Antichi, what's the second case of antichi? Rabba Amar Bei Kiri. Rabba says that it refers to a two-part kira. That is, that there's this, so to speak, this cavity inside the kira, and nearby it has this coals, and that is, the water is placed on this in this second part. So you have the main cavity has where the coals are, and then in the second part of the kira has water there. And that although it's very similar to this mulya, as we mentioned, however, by kira, the walls are very thick, and the fire there is burning the whole week. And therefore, the walls are very hot, and it adds heat, it's meisav havel, into the water, even when it's shoveled out from coals. And that's why tichi is different than mulya, although it's very similar. And though mulya, it will help to, so to speak, shovel out the coals from before Shabbos, but antichi, since the walls are so hot, it will be increasing heat even without coals. So Rabbi says that talking about this two-part kira, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar Beit Dudi, it's a two-tier pot, and that is a large pot that has two bottoms, and they put coals between the two levels, and the water is on the upper part. And that's called antichi, and that's something that is going to be increasing intensity again, even when you take out the coals from before Shabbos. So the Gemara explains regarding this machlik samaram and what antichi is. The man da amar bei dudi, the one who says that antichi is this two-tiered pot, that's prohibited. So kol shekin beki, for sure this two-part kira, this two-part type of a stove, that definitely that's going to be aser. Because, as we said before, that since the fire is burning in the kira the whole week, people are baking in there and doing things in that kira, and the walls are thick, so therefore it's going to be heating up even when you take out the coals. However, man da amar bei kira, the one who says that antichi is this two-part oven, that's where it's prohibited, al bei dudi lai, but regarding a two-tier pot, that wouldn't be, because that's very similar to mulya, where it's not so hot. So the Gemara says that Tani Kav HaSedir Rav Nachman. We have a brisa that shows, like Rav Nachman, that even Beit Dudi, even a two-tier pot, not only a Beit Kiri, the two-part Kiri is Aser, for the Halacha of Antichi, but even a two-tier pot. As we learned in the brisa, Antichi, even if the coals were shoveled out or covered with ashes, as we learned in our Mishnah, in Shleisa, we're not allowed to drink but it. And the reason the brisa gives, which says, like Rav Nachman, is Nesha Nechushta Mechamosa, because its bottom is what heats it. And therefore we see that it's like Rav Nachman, that he says that there's a bottom and a top, not two sides. Rather, it's not because the walls are hot, rather it's because the bottom is hot. And as we see, because it's a two-tier, and although the coals were taken out, it's still going to heat it. So therefore we see that the halacha, like Rav Nachman, from the braisa, that at Antichi would be also not only for the two-part kira, but even for the two-tier pot. And the reason why Antichi is different than Mulyar is because since the bottom is covered, so the heat is retained more, even after the coals are shoveled out. Now we continue on to the next Mishnah, which talks about other halachas of Bishul, as the theme of our parak is talking about. Even by things which were already removed from the fire, that as long as it still has that heat, it's still going to be awesome. As the Mishnah says, Hamechem Shepinu, regarding a hot water kettle that was removed from the fire. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly the whole Mishnah, what are we referring to when we're removing and putting on. However, the Mishnah says that, again, the hot water kettle that was removed, Le'yitin L'teichit Tzeinin B'shul Sheicham, I'll put in cold water into that hot water kettle, that's so that the water should get heated up. But he could put into the hot water kettle, or the techekayis, or into a cup of hot water, kedelav shirin, to warm it up. So again, you could, although we're talking about that the kettle was removed, it doesn't say what it was removed from or what was removed from it. However, the hot water kettle that was removed, and now I put in water so to get hot in it, but you could put in water into that it could get warmed up. And that the Gemara asked my Kama, what are we saying in the Mishnah? What does it mean when we say that pinohu, that it was removed? What was removed from? What was removed in it? What does it mean that we say that you can't put inside of it? And then we go ahead and we say that you could put inside of it. And that the Gemara says two different interpretations. This is what the Mishnah was saying. Regarding a hot water kettle, that the hot water was removed from inside of it. The halacha is that the Mishnah says, put in it a small amount of water, thereby the water is going to be getting hot. And that is, because since we're talking about a kli rishon, that this is the water, that the water was heated inside of it. Although there's no more water inside of it to warm up the water that you're pouring in, but the hot water kettle itself is hot. But you're allowed to put in a lot of water. Thereby, it's not going to get hot from the kettle because you're putting in so much. Rather, it's just going to get warm, and that's permitted. And that the Gemara asks on Amud Beis, but there's a technical reason why that should be prohibited when we're talking about a hot water kettle that was removed from old water and now you're pouring in cold water, because then you're going to be hardening the steel that the hot water kettle is made from. And that is, when you have a metal keli that's hot and you put inside of it cold water, that solidifies, that strengthens the vessel. And that's what's known as the end of the malacha of the people that put together these metal vessels, which is the malacha deraisa makabe patish. And that is when the fire bubbles the metal and it's close to be breaking, the water, so to speak, strengthens and it makes it strong. It solidifies it. So even when you put in a lot of water, it should be prohibited. Why does he say that only when there's a smaller water, it's a problem? Because then you have the problem of Bishul, but a lot of water, it's permitted because it's only going to warm it up. But when you put in a lot of water, it's still going to be solidifying and be over the malacha of makabe patish. I think Mar says, Reb Shimon, that the town of our Mishnah is Reb Shimon, the Amad Davashin Meskav Mutter, that says that a malacha that's not intended, it's permitted. And since here he's not intending to solidify the clay, he's just going to put in the water to set it to be warmed up. So although that's being done, it's going to be mutter. And that Maskabla Abaya asks on this interpretation of the Mishnah, Midi Mechim Shapinim in Mayim Katani? Does the Mishnah say that we're talking about a hot water kettle that had water removed from it? Mechim Shapinu Katani, the terminology is that you have a hot water kettle that was removed, which is mashma, that you remove the hot water kettle itself from the fire, but not that you remove something from the kettle. Alam Abaya Chakamah, rather, Abaya gives a different interpretation for the Mishnah. We're talking about Hamechim Shepino. We're talking about a hot water kettle that was removed from the fire. V'yesh b'mayim chamin, as a regular hot water kettle has. It has hot water inside of it. And that the halacha of the Mishnah was, Lo'itin l'teichem mayim u'at m'shvosh yechamu. In order to put in a small amount of water into the hot water kettle so that the water should get heated up. Avon noisin l'teichem mayim rubim k'dei lav shirin. But you're allowed to put in a lot of cold water into even this hot water inside the hot water kettle so that it should get warmed up, because when you put in so much cold water, it's not going to get heated from the hot water inside of it. Rather, it's going to neutralize it and it's going to make everything just warm. On that, umechim shapinim in the mayim, and whereas regarding a hot water kettle that like the first interpretation said, that was had the hot water removed from it, that lo yitin l'toicha mayim kolika, that you're not put in water at all, even a lot, as we said, as the Gemara had asked in that Mishnah Mitzarf, because that will be strengthening and hardening the metal. And Rabbi Yehuda, because the town of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amad Dabashay Miskavan, also who says that something that's not intended, a malacha, is prohibited. And since you're going to be doing the malacha makar patish, about, so to speak, finalizing the creation of this vessel by hardening it, therefore it's prohibited. And that's why our Mishnah was talking about that. It was just talking about removing the kettle and you still have the hot water inside of it, because it was talking about that you removed the hot water from it, that would be prohibited even with a lot of water. That's Abaye's interpretation. So the Gemara brings a similar machlokes between different Amiram on this interpretation of the Mishnah. That Amar Rav, lo yishana, we didn't learn that it's permitted to add a lot of water to this kettle that was removed from the fire. El lahafshir, only to go ahead and to make it warm. Aval etzarf, but to harden the metal of the kettle, that would be aser. And that is, he was saying, like the interpretation of Abaye, that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, if you removed all the hot water from it, then it would be prohibited, even with a lot of water. Shmuel says that even to strengthen the keli, it's also mutter. That's like the first interpretation of the Gemara that was talking about that you remove the hot water from the kettle, and that is although when you're putting in a lot of water, even though it's going to get just warm and not hot, but it's going to be strengthening the keli. That's like Reb Shimon who holds that davashay miskaven is mutter, since you're not intending to do it, it's permitted. And that the Gemara asks, letzarf leketchila mishoy, but does Reb Shimon hold that it's permitted leketchil to go ahead and do that? In other words, it sounds like from the way Shmuel is saying it that you're allowed to go ahead and do tziruv and to go ahead and strengthen it. That when you're intending to do that, that's definitely not mutter. So the Gemara revises the interpretation of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and says eliyitmar hachitmar. Rather, the way they were arguing was that both of them really agreed to the first teretz in the Gemara of Adbar Hava that we're talking about. That we're talking about that you're removing the hot water from the kettle. And not that they're arguing between Abaye and Rav Adbar Hava if we're talking about removing the kettle from the fire or removing the hot water from the kettle. Both of them agree that we're talking about removing the hot water from the kettle. So what's the machlekes? On that, Amar Rav, Lo Yishan, Rav says we did not learn that when you remove the hot water from the kettle that you're allowed to put in cold water into it. Elishir lahavshir. That's only the amount that will, so to speak, only get cooled down. In other words, that it will get warm. But to put in a lot of water, although we say you're allowed to put in a lot of water because it's just going to get warm and not get cooked, but if you put in that much water that it's going to also create syrup that's going to harden the metal, that's prohibited. And that is because if a person fills up the water to the top, that's the shear that it requires for it to get hardened. So although you're allowed to put in a lot of water, but don't fill it up to the top because that's the problem of syrup. And that is because Rav holds, or Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that although it's davashay meskaven, that it's going to be aser. And Shmuel says that even the amount that will so to speak create the strengthening, that means even if you fill it up to the top, then we continue on to Membezim and Alf, the last word, mutter, that it's permitted because since you're not being miskaven lekach, you're not intending to go ahead, you just want to warm up this cold water. So although you're filling it up all the way to the top and now it can strengthen the kli, still it's going to be mutter again, like Reb Shimon. So the conclusion is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is not like the same machlokes Abaye and Rav Adbar Hava, because we had this problem that it sounded like that Shmuel was saying that like a chila person could go ahead and do tzirif. No, everyone agrees like the first interpretation that you're removing the hot water from the kli. The only machlokes is regarding how much cold water can you add. Rav held that you could add a lot, but not all the way to the top, because then you're going to, although unintended, you're going to be mitzarev, you're going to be strengthening the kli, and that's also like Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that although that you could fill it up to the top, and although it's going to be strengthening the kli that way, since you're not intending to it, therefore it's going to be mutter like Rabbi Shimon.